Aninam Yochi. The what? Nosnu Erevim Bechitzoyna. Our case. If both of them put the Erev in the outer Chotzer. Vishokach Echod. Now one of the people forgot to make an Erev Chatzeres. Forgot to be Mishtatef in it. It doesn't make a difference. Bein Min HaChitzoynim. Whether this person lives in the outer Chotzer. Bein Min HaPnimis. Whether this person lives in the inner Chotzer. V'loy Erev. And he didn't make an Erev. One person forgot. He's Aloch Hashteyim Asuris. Both Chatzeres now also to carry out from the outside into the Chotzer. And as far as Pshita, if one of the people living in the outer Chotzer, so Pshita, the Erev is there, and he did not make an Erev with them, so when he walks out, he asks on them, he's mamish living there. So therefore, he's Osir. And here we can say, let the inner people look as if they're by themselves. They should have their own Erev, because the Erev is not in the inner Chotzer. They have no Erev there. The Erev they put in the outer Chotzer. So once the outer Chotzer can't carry out, Pshita, the inner Chotzer can't carry out either. And then what did, if one of the people from the inner Chotzer forgot, even though the outer chotzer has the eriv, but since the inner person has a right to walk through, we owe the halacha that a regular asura b'mkoymoi, asishloi b'mkoymoi. So therefore, the people living in the inner chotzer, since one of them forgot, so they're also to carry out. So when they walk through the outer chotzer, they asur on the outer chotzer. So therefore, if the eriv is in the outer chotzer, no matter which one of them forgot to make it, the chaseros, both chaserim are also. What about fakert? Nos no eriv in the pnimis. Let's say both chatzerim put the Erev in the inner chotzer. Yeah. So the Erev is in the inner chotzer. V'shochach echod. And one person now forgot to be mishtatef in the Erev b'chatzeris. V'shochach echod ben ha-plivius. If one person living in the inner chotzer, v'lo Erev, forgot to make the Erev, then shteyam asuris. Then there's nothing to talk about. Since the person living in the inner chotzer forgot, so he's living there, he asks on the people living in the inner chotzer. So man, if the inner chotzer is awesome, that's what the Erev is, so Pshita, when they walk to the outer chotzer, they ask on the outer chotzer. Like the outer chotzer can't have a heter without the inner chotzer, if the Erev is in the inner chotzer. What about the Menachitzoyna? It's the case where they put the Erev in the inner chotzer. And everybody in the inner chotzer made an Erev b'chatzeris. Just one person from the outer chotzer forgot to be mishtatef in the Erev b'chatzeris. What's the locha? V'loy Erev is a shteto shteya masuris. You should know, even in such a case, both chatzerim takar also to carry out. Even though it's only the person living on the outer chotzer, and really we should just tell him, you know what? After dosha, close the door and stay on the outside. Don't come inside the Shabbos. Because the people living on the inside all were mishtatif, and the Erev is there. Still, Rabbi Kiva says no. The svar is that since the people from the outer chotzer put the Erev in the inner chotzer, that's marvel them. That's makes them like that. For this Shabbos, they show they want to walk into the inner chotzer. So since one person from the outer chotzer forgot to make the Erev, so he's also hurgul, that's a chiddush, even though he didn't make an Erev, so he shouldn't be hurgul. The other people in the chotzer made an Erev, they're hurgul to walk inside. But the chur, this one person that would not mishtatef with the chotzer, with the one person living in the outer chotzer, he did not make an Erev with them. So chur, since he didn't make an Erev with them, fakat, that person is not hurgul to walk inside. So let's just say we'll keep him outside. Feistus, no. Since the rest of the people of the Chotzer made the Erev with the inside Chotzer, so the other people are all rogel this Shabbos to walk inside the inner Chotzer. So even this one person is also rogel now to walk inside the inner Chotzer. So since this person living on the outside is rogel to walk inside, and he did not make an Erev Chatzeris, he asks on them. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim Oimrim, Bezu is such a case, Penimius Muteris. Since all the people living in the inner chotzer made the Erev b'chatzeris and the Erev is inside by them, they're kosher. Their Erev taka is mutter. Now the halacha is v'chitzein asura. Just the people living in the outer chotzer, they're osur. And we take a said the svara, like close the gate for them and tell the people, don't come in. Don't come into our chotzer now. And don't asur on us. So this is the machlokes. This is the chum svara. And the b'kiva says, no, that the outer chotzer does have a right to walk in and they asur on the inner chotzer. So what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes here? Like, what's the svar in the rabbonin? Why do we understand the rabbonin? The amri we say, the amri penimius mutaris. The rabbonin say in such a case that the erev is in the inner chotzer, and in the inner chotzer everybody put in for the erev. Just one person in the outer chotzer forgot. You know why the inner chotzer is mutar? Mishum the achta dasha. We like close the door to the inner chotzer or mishtamish, and we tell you outer chotzer, stay outside the Shabbos. Like a Monashach, you forgot to make the Erev your Rosser anyway. So don't come into the inner chotzer to ask on us. We have the Erev by us, and everybody living in the inner chotzer was mishtatef in the Erev, so we have a right to carry out to our chotzer. Why should it be awesome? Because one person, the outer chotzer, forgot to make an Erev, and he's ruggle to walk inside, halaser on us. So that's Rabbanu know. In such a case, we close the door like and tell the guy, don't come in here. If you would have been mishtatef in the Erev, and everybody is mutter, then gesuntay, come in, do what you want here. But now that you forgot to make the Ruv HaChatzeres, you want to ask on us? No, stay put, stay outside. So Lechura, it's a good Svara. And what's the Svara? Mishum diachto doshem mishtamish. Fret sector akasher bezoi, the Rebbe Kiva nami. Lechura, how could Rebbe Kiva say not like this? He wants Rebbe Kiva to say the inner chotzer is osvarim, tiyachid doshem mishtamish. Why don't we tell that outer person we're closing the door for you, as if to say, stay out the Shabbos, and don't come inside. So why doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold for such a svara? Or Malay, so he answered back, you know what Rabbi Kiva's svara is? Erev Margilo. That Lamaisa, since all the people in the outer chotzer made the Erev this Shabbos in the inner chotzer, so since they put the Erev in the inner chotzer, that's Margilo them, they're like ruggle to walk in. So you can't tell them now, stop coming in. If they're ruggle to walk in, we can't stop them. Even though they spoke out, even though this one person that forgot to make the Erev, he's the one that's answering. So the Chura, since he didn't make the Erev, he shouldn't be ruggled and walking inside. Still, by such we say not like that. Since everybody else in the Chatzar put their past inside the inner Chatzar, and they're all ruggled to walk in the inner Chatzar, even this one guy is also ruggled to walk in the inner Chatzar. So the Kiva says, since the Maitza, they're ruggled, they're margled, they're used to walking inside, we can't stop them. If you're saying such a good svara, so now it's for Ketra. What's from the Rabbonin then? How could the Rabbonin say, we're like closing the door for you and telling you can't come in, but we put our Erev there? Since we put the Erev there, we're like ruggle, we're used to coming in there. The teretz is, the Yomra, the Rabbonin said, the svara is the inner chosik could say, Litkuni shitfusecha v'loy lavosi. We only made shitfus with you, we only let you put your Erev in here if you want to make it good for us. If you want to make a big error, that instead of us just carrying out the inside people just into our chotzer, now we'll be able to carry into your chotzer and you into us, then we'll mask them to your error, to your shittif. But here, because of your shtufa, because that you made your error by us, that's why you're going to make it worse. You can even ask on us, that we don't face such a smara. In other words, if you didn't out of chotzer put your error by us, you wouldn't be ruggled by walking inside. If you're not ruggled to walk inside us, so then we're mutter, just your rosser. So now, why do you want to come into us? Because you put an Erev here. It's like as far as say, your Erev, take back your Erev. We don't want the Erev. We only made an Erev when you're doing something good for us. That's the Sloshin of, Litzkuni Shitfasecha. I only made a Shitfas with you to come out something good, to mistaken something. Not to make it bad for us. So that's the Rabbanan Svara, that I have a right to tell the other people, even though you put the Erev by us, nothing doing. That Erev is not a good Erev, Monashok. That Erev is not going to be mad to you. Then what do you want to do? Just ask on us. I have a right to say goodbye. Don't come in here. Yeah. Obazai fret tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva nami. So Obazai, if you have this svara, so what's the svara of Rabbi Kiva then? Why don't you say the same svara according to Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva say this outer person asks even on the inner person? Why not the Rabbi Kiva nami tamer? Let's tell him. Let's kuni shitfusecha loelavosi. Let the inner people say to the outer people, I only made a shitfus with you and erev with you if things will come out good. But not that now that you're going to come and ask on us. I never made an Erev with you. The Yomra law, you know what the Bekiva's Teretz is? The Bekiva says that's not such a big taina. The Yomra law, mevat lidin l'chor reshusi. We'll give you an eitza that one person forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeres. Let this one person living in the outer chotzer, let him be mevatl his reshus to everybody else. So since there is an eitza of bittul, therefore the Erev is tuchal. And therefore without the bittul, they're ruggle to walk inside, they would ask him. Now with the bittul, then it becomes mutter. For the more of Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin's for? Why don't they also say the Eitzah then, let this outer guy be Mevatel his Rishus, and then everybody will be Mutter then? And there it says, Rabbonin holds, Ein Bitter Rishus Mechotz Lechotzer. The Rabbonin's for is no, if you have to come on to Bitter, Bitter won't help. Because they hold, like Shmuel's for we had before, that you can't be Mevatel, people living in one Chotzer, his Rishus, to someone living in the outer Chotzer. So since the person living in the outer Chotzer can't be Mevatel his rights to the inner Chotzer, and he has a right to walk in the inner chotzer, he would ask to run the inner chotzer. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, it's for nothing doing. We have a right to say, Litzkuni shitfasecha, I only made an Erev with you, kol zman will be good for us, but now that you want to come inside and ask on us, nothing doing, I keep you out. And Rabbi Kiva Svara's vice says, no, that you're ruggled to come in. I want to throw you out because you did something bad to us. But since there's a hecha timsta how to make it good, you can mevatu yirashus, we'll say better, first be mevatu yirashus, and then everything is mutter. Aber Kolponen, so what's the Mechlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonin then? If Mevatle Mershus Mechotz Lechotzer, that's the way it comes out. For the Gemara, it's a bit of a kasha of a zoin. Leima Shmuel Rabbi Yechanon beplug to the Rabbonin Rabbi Kiva come into again. Hey, before in the Gemara, that Samech Vov and Samech Ches, we had a Mechlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanon. Shmuel said, Ein Mevatle Mechotz Lechotzer, and Rabbi Yechanon said, you could be Mevatle Mechotz Lechotzer. That's a Mechlekes Amaroyim. And here it's a Mechlekes Tanoyim. Usually they don't say a machlokes amroim is a machlokes tanoim. So bishver, that's the machlokes rabbonim and Rabbi Kiva. How come Shmuel and the Yechon argue the same machlokes? And the Gemara, the Wadim say, Yelena Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, look to the rabbonim and Rabbi Kiva can flagi. The Shmuel that says what ain mevatle mechotz lechotzer. If you live in one chotzer, you have no right to mevatle. Give up your right to the next chotzer is omek rabbonim. He also says right like rabbonim here. Therefore, if the erev would be, you'd ask her on us. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon say, nothing doing. The Erev is bottle. Stay put. Rabbi Yechon, diomar, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yechon says, no. Rabbi Yechon, shita, that mevatle mechotz lechotzer, that's Rabbi Kiva's shita here. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, this outer person doesn't ask so much on the inner chotzer, because he could be mevatle, is reshus to the inner chotzer. So therefore, calls the man, he's not mevatle, it's awesome. When he's mevatle, it becomes mutter. But I call upon him, it's a bit like kasha, to have a machlokes amaroyim, to say machlokes anoyim. So the more no. Omalach Shmuel. Shmuel says no. My machlokes is not told that machlokes. I know the Yamra Filu Rabbi Kiva. I that say ain mevatle mechotz mechotzer could even hold like Rabbi Kiva. I Rabbi Kiva saying he could be mevatle. I can like come Rabbi Kiva hocha. When does Rabbi Kiva say by us that you could be mevatle from one reshut another from one chotzer to another chotzer? Ela b'shtei chatzeres zulif nemizu. Only in our case. That there's one chotzer, and then there's an inner chotzer inside that chotzer. The osra nadodi, that the svar is now that the outer person, since he forgot to make the eruv, he's osering now even on the inner chotzer. So when that person is making it bad for another chotzer, then even Shmuel is moida. The rabbanim will make all that you could be mavatu yerushus not to osra on another chotzer. Hey, so were you coming to osra on somebody else to do something so bad to somebody else, then even Shmuel is moida that you could be mavatu yerushus to somebody else. Abul Hossam, Shmuel is talking about time, you have two chatzeres, one next to another, and there's a Pesach B'nayim, that the Maisa, one chotzer does not ask around the other chotzer. Just time, they wanted to make an Erev chatzeres together. They wanted to have a heter to carry one into the other. So there Shmuel says, if one person forgot to make an Erev, he can't be Mavat Lizvashus the next chotzer. You know why? Because even if it's not Mavat Lizvashus, so the other chotzer bat is still mutter, because they have their own chotzer. It's not a chotzer that has to walk through one to the other. There's no drisus or regal there. Shmuel there is talking about you have two separate chotzeres, and they only have, each one has their own exit to the reshus rabbin. Just in between there's a pesach b'nayim, so if they want to, they can make an erev together. That's only if everybody made the erev. If one person forgot, you can't be mevatel. But here, if you're not mevatel, you come to aser on the other one, so even Shmuel's meidah, you could be mevatel. Yavol Hossam, Mika Asra and Adodi, you can't ask, therefore you can't be Mavatul there, there. For Yav Yechra Norma, also, there's no, our Machloikis is not the same Machloikis. And nor the Yamra Filu Rabbonin. Me, Rabbi Yechra, that says you could be Mavatul from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, I hold even at the Rabbonin here. I was saying the Rabbonin are saying here that you can't be Mavatul. Is at Kamloi Kamri Rabbonin Hocha, El Di Omrlo, Ad Mavatelis Li, Korsatu Alai. Like the Monashok, what are we saying? True, you could be Mavatul your Rishus to me. But the svar of the rabbanon is you don't have to be mevatel reshus because the tkuni shev v'sicha v'lei lavosi. I only let you put an eruv into our chotzer if it's going to come out to be good. But to make an avla, to make something bad for me, I never let you make the eruv in the first place. So the rabbanon svar is you don't have to come on to bittul. Avol hosam mikasra salom. But over there, by two different chaserim, they're not answering zel zel. There it's tamas svarim. You have no way till the tkuni shev v'sicha v'lei lavosi. There, if you say the bittul doesn't help, El Taki remain also to carry out. So there, Rabbi Yechon holds, you could be Mavato from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. It's only a Svar over here that without the Bitla becomes Usser that we say such a Svar. What does Rashi say? One second. Yad Mavatlisli, Biyoich le Vitalte ate Serasalai, Hilkar Dala Nova Dabit Lechot le Binaloch. Now that's the Rabbon, that's the Rabbon Svar over here. Like we're saying in this Svarim, Litkuni Shitvasich Velavosi. I only let you put your Erev to be with us if you make it good for us. But once your Erev is causing us trouble to make it us run us, I say if I can't stay home and don't come into us. That's what the Rabbon say, you don't have to come on to Mevatle Mechotz Lechotzam. But in the case where you're not answering Zel there, just time you want to come on to have the Heter, then Avad Rabbi Yechon holds, even according to Rabbonin, you could be Mevatle from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Alright, we'll stop here.
too. You're holding daf ayin heyim abeis. In the middle. Yimhoyo show yechidim. That the Mishnah's case again was we have two chatzerim, one inside the other one, an inside one and an outside one. And the inside person has to walk through the outer chatzer to go out. So the Mishnah says, Yimhoyo show yechidim. If both of them belong to only one person, then the halacha is they're both mutter. There's a lot of carry out. Why? Because only one person lives in the inner chotzer. One person is allowed to carry out to his chotzer. And the outer chotzer also is only one person. They don't answer. So therefore, even though the inner person walks through the outer chotzer, this is a loch like the Tanakhama, that a regal that's mutter bim koimai does not answer shle bim koimai. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Tony Rebbe, hoyu gimol asurin. Let's say there were three people. In other words, in one of these two chotzers, two people live there. And the other chotzer only one, then they ask those zelzer. Omulu Rav Beivoy lo titzitzu lei, don't listen to him. Ano amrisan alei, I was the one that said this over. O mishmei de Rav Ada bar Avo amrisa, na lei. And I said over in the name of Rav Ada bar Avo. That's the one I said it over, in his name. V'hoyel ani koira behem rabin b'chitzoyna. And also that even if the two people are in the outside chotzer, still it's osur. So Rashi says, this is the reason. Why I said it. Whereas the Chiddush is really, let's say one person lived in the inner chotzer, in the inside chotzer, and two people lived on the outer chotzer. Really, it should still be mutter. Because the inner chotzer, only one person is living there. He doesn't answer. One person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So now when he walks through the outer chotzer, really he should not answer on the outer chotzer. Because it's called a regal hamoteras from koimoi. He's allowed to carry out in his own chotzer. And the Tanakam Meshitah is, if you can carry out in your chotzer, when you walk through another chotzer, you don't answer. Still we say no, it's Xera. Xera, maybe you're going to have the two people living at the inside chotzer. If two people living in the inner chotzer and they did not make an Aruvah Chatzeres together, it's also for them to carry out into the chotzer. Now when the inner two people walk through the outer chotzer, even though the outer chotzer is only one person living there, they're going to ask on the outer person. Because two people living on the inside, if they did not make an Aruvah Chatzeres, they're not allowed to carry out. So that's called the regal ho'asur bim koimoi. So then everybody holds, at least the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva holds, that after is on the outer chotzer. So the Chiddush is, even though you only have the two people living on the outer chotzer, and in the inside chotzer only one is living, still it's osur. And the Sigzera maybe will have it the opposite way around. Here. Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, Mori de Avrom, like Loshin Shvua, the father of Avrom Avinu, like Loshin Shvua, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, that Rav Yosef again, like Rashi says, he was sick, he forgot his learning, and now he reminded himself a little bit. So he said, like he made a mistake, that Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, I made a mistake that I thought it was the name of the Rabim, I said it was the name of Rebbe. So Rashi, Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, Hatam Shomoli Rabim v'Chitzoyna, That you told me over, I learned, that we're talking about even if the two people are living in the outside chotzer, is neschalfuli berebi. I mixed steak in that din, and thought Rebbe was the one that said this din. When I was sick, I forgot. Now I remembered. That it was the rabbim that said it. Now, as we're talking about that even in the outer chotzer lives the two people, still it's awesome. I thought it was said over the name of Rebbe. Yeah. And we see what it wasn't really Rebbe. It was Rav Beivoy. It was Shmed Rav Ada Bar Avi. It was. He was the one that said it over. Or Shmuel Amano. Shmuel says, Lo'ayla Mutaris. Achiyu Shnayim Bepnimis. V'yechad Bechitzoyna. Shmuel doesn't make this gzerim. If you have only one person living on the inner chotzer, so then he's allowed to carry out into his chotzer. So what then if the outer two people made their own Eruv Chatzeres, when the inside one walks through it, he does not aser. The only time it's aser is if you have two people living in the inside chotzer, and they did not make an Eruv together. So those two are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So that's called the regal ho'asur bim koimoi. when they walk out to the outer chotzer, they asr on the outer one. Omer Reb Loza, v'nochri hareyu karabim. Let's say you have a goy living in the inner chotzer, and only one goy living there, and on the outer chotzer also only one.
There are two yidden living there?
Nochri hareyu karabim. A nochri has been like two people. For the more maishin or Yisrael, why is Yisrael different? The loyos or Yisrael does not answer. The man, the yoda, if somebody knows that only one Yisrael is living there, so there's nothing to talk about. Everybody knows that one Yisrael doesn't answer. You're allowed to carry out from your house into your chutz. There's no iser. You're allowed to. Uman de lo yoda. Somebody does not know there's only one person, and still he sees you carrying out. So the ruve yiruv. If he sees you carrying out on Shabbos, he'll mustama think. You know why you're carrying out? Mustami made an eruv chatzeris. That's why if there's one Yisrael in the inner chutz, it's mutter. For the Gemara nochri nami. There should be the same heter should be even if a goy is living in the inner chutzer. Even though he has a right to walk through the outer chutzer, but he's only one goy. Is nami arminin. The yoda yoda. People that know that there's only one Yisrael, one goy, and one...
And two Yisraelim in the outer chutzer.
It's mutter. And the lo yoda, if somebody doesn't know this fact, now they'll think that there are a few yidden living there, and a few goyim, and they'll see you carrying, maybe savri gurei uger. Why can't they also, Neman? They'll think that you did the heter. What's the heter? If you have a guy living there, you have to rent his rights. So why don't we say also that people won't make mistakes? Either they'll think there's only one guy living there and it's mutter, or else if they'll think there's a few people there, they'll think you rented it from the guy. So what should it be? Why should it be also here? Have the Gemara name.
Stam nochri iisa dioiger mifapoya. If a guy would rent it, he would tell everybody about it. He wouldn't keep it quiet.
It means he talks a lot about it, and everybody hears about it. And Rashi says, like, Kail Islay, or Kail goes out, everybody knows about it. Fahani loy Igor, Mela, since the Kail, nobody spoke about that the Goy rented out his rights to the Goy, so everybody's going to say the Goy did not rent it. Uman de loy Yodu Shudar Shamichidi. Now, somebody does not know that there's only one Yisrael and one Goy here, Sova Dain Drisos a regular service. They'll stam think that a person living in the inner chotzer, when he walks through the outer chotzer, he doesn't answer on the outer chotzer. So therefore, by a goy, we have the gzeirah. Even though there's only one goy living in the inner chotzer, and only one Yisrael living on the outer chotzer, there's a gzeirah you can't carry out. Because we're afraid people will know that. They'll think there are two Yisraelim living there, and they'll think that a goy doesn't answer on them. Therefore, you have the gzeirah by a goy. But by Yisrael, there's no gzeirah, because by Yisrael, a monoshoch. Either they'll know there's only one and one, that's why it's mutter. And even if they think there are more than one, but they'll nemar mestam, you made an Eruv Chatzeris together. And that people don't talk about so much. That's a normal thing to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Anu Gemara. Yud batim zu lifnim mizu. You have 10 houses, and each apartment opens up into the next apartment. Like a choo-choo train you have. Like a long train. One apartment, it opens up into the inner apartment, 10 going one straight down the line. Is Yud Batim, Zu Lefnim Mizu, each one opens up into the inner one. Is Pnimi Noisen Eseruvai. Now all these 10 apartments open up into the Chotzer. And it could be there are other people living in the Chotzer also. So they want to make an Ruvah Chatzeris, you know who has to give an Eruv Chatzeris here? Only the inner apartment, that's all. Is Pnimi Noisen Eseruvai Vedayai. Only the inner apartment, the person living all around the inside, he has to give the Eruv. Even the outer ones also have to give part of the Eruv. For the Gemara, why? Chitzoin, the svar is, a person living in the outer apartments here, since you have to go through their apartment to get into the inner chotzer, in the inner house, is alocha beisharu. It's called a beishar. That's like a foyer. That's like a way to get into the inner apartment. And the klal is, a beishar does not aser. Like we had before. If somebody owns a beis shar to the house, usually that's the first room when you come into your house, like the foyer, the first entrance, the first hallway, that's called a beis shar. And it's not called royal adira, because since everybody walks through it to get into the house, it's not royal to live there. You can't have your privacy there. So here we have 10 apartments, one opening up into the inner one, the svar is, where does people live really? They have the privacy only in the inner apartment. All the outer apartments is called a beishar, only an entrance to be able to get into the inner apartment. So that's Pshan, the first man, the Yomam, and Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, that only the inner apartment has to give an Eruv. Because all the first 9 apartments don't have a shame, a beis dira, it's called a beishar. So the kasha, why does Rabbi Yochanan say no? Even the outer ones also have to give it. L'chor, they're only a beis shar. It's not a mokum to have a real dira there. It's a pathway. You pass through your apartment to get to the inner apartment. That's not called a mokum rola dira. And for the Gemara, chitzen shopanimi. Rabbi Yochanan only means the ninth apartment also. Avada, the 8th, 7th, 6th down, his maskim, that's called a beis shar. It's something like a foyer, a hallway to get into the inner apartment. It's not royal adira. You don't have to give an eruv. No, he just holds the 9th apartment. That also has a shem dira. For the Gemara, b'maikim, if it goes to machlokes, masava beis shar diyochid shmei beis shar, or masava loy shmei beis shar. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says the 9th apartment, even though to go further in, how many more apartments are inside? Only one. So it's only called the beis shar into one apartment. If you hold that's still called the beis shar, still called like a hallway. It's not royal adira with the 9th apartment. It doesn't have to give an eruv. Reb Yechon says no. The 9th apartment, since there's only one more apartment further in, so it's only called like a hallway to just one apartment. If it's only a beis shar for one more apartment, that's not called a beis shar. You could have privacy there also. If only one person walks through your house, that's not so gefelich. That's Reb Yechon's smorah. So Reb Yechon says the 9th one also has a shame a beis dira. Just the 8th one, since in the 8th one, two people walk through it, that's called a beis shar, that's not called royal dira. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Barahua. Omar Rav, Beis Chatzeris. You have two chotzes. Now the Gimel Batim B'neim. You have three houses in between them. Right, there's a picture a little bit here in Rashi, that you have a chotzer on the outside, a chotzer on the other outside, and then in between them there are three houses here. Yeah. Gimel Batim B'neim. That the each outer house opens up into the chotzer, and in between the middle house opens up into both houses. There's a Pesach in between to both houses. Now, what's the halacha now? Zebo derech zeh v'noisen eruvay bezeh. The people living on the right chotzer, if they want to be moisif, make an eruv chatzeris in order to carry into this first house, they have a right to do that. They could put their house, they could put the eruv in the first house. They put the eruv in the middle. Hey, the people living on the right chotzer, they make the first house, they make it like a beis shar. It's like a foyer to get into the middle house. So they're putting their eruv now in the middle house. They want to be able to carry from the chotzer into the middle house. So the people on the right chotzer, all the people living in the houses there, made an eruv, put their path in the middle house. And the same way the other chotzer.
The same thing. The people living on the left chotzer, they make the first house of the left into a beis shar, and they walk into the middle house, and they put their pass there also. So it comes out right now that both chatzeres have their pass in the middle house. So the kids here, there's like one big eruv here that everybody's allowed to carry one to the other, from the right chotzer through the three batim into the left chotzer. The same thing, the left chotzer straight through into the right chotzer. Because both of them put their pass on the middle house, and they made an eruv together, so everybody is mishtatif together here. And Enoch Naimi, the people in the three houses themselves, they don't have to add into the eruv. Like, and that's the Gemara ends off, that it says, Zeh nasa beis shal zeh, v'zeh nasa beis